So this gospel picks up immediately where the gospel of Sunday ends, with the two, Peter and the one, the beloved, having a foot race to the tomb, both walking in, both seeing the wrappings and believing, but not fully understanding what being raised from the dead means. And so we pick up in that scene, the two have walked away, leaving Mary at the tomb in her sorrow, weeping. Why is she sorrowful? It's not because Jesus has died. It's already been established. She's sorrowful because someone stole his body, and she doesn't know where his body is. She's distraught. She's worrisome. But she's also distraught and worried over something that is not true. She looks in and sees two angels seated upon the slab where he was laid out. Okay, she's looking at two angels, and they ask her the question, "Woman, why are you weeping?" You see, the angels are in the truth. They are in the know. Mary is not. They're having a hard time comprehending why she is crying, because they are in the truth. I know that Jesus has been raised. A little note here. I said this yesterday at Mass. We were surprised that we had Mass yesterday. I announced it at the Easter Masses. Anyway, I said to, we're going into this new time, this season of Easter. It is a time in which we are face to face with our expectations of this year towards Jesus, often our unmet expectations. Just as the disciples and the apostles have these unmet expectations about what the Messiah is supposed to do. And for many of them, it didn't mean dying on the cross. And so they're coming to a point of healing about their expectations about what Jesus has done and what he has not done in their life. Jesus meets Mary in her grief. Do you catch that? She's there completely distraught, not over the truth, but completely distraught, and Jesus meets her there. There is great compassion in him. And he asks her the same question. "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she is so much in her grief that she is blinded from seeing him. He's not supposed to be standing there talking to her. And so she is oblivious to who he is. When I was in the Navy once, I had been overseas, I think, for a year and a half. I had called my sister to pick me up at the airport. And so we surprised my mom at home. And we got out of the car, and I could see my mother standing in the kitchen window looking out. I thought, well, we've blown the surprise. We might as well just go in. I was telling my sister, you need to go in and tell mom that I'm here so she doesn't freak out, you know. But we thought mom saw me, so we walk in together. And mom's like, "Well, what are you guys doing out this time?" She thought that I was my sister's husband because she was not expecting to see me. And I said, "Mom." And then she screamed and shouted and yelled. And my dad's like, "What the heck is going on in there?" And anyway, Mary, in her grief, in her sorrow for the death of Jesus, which is a legit thing, is blinded from the truth. My brothers and sisters, when we are in the midst of sorrow, when we are in the midst of difficulty, when in the midst of all these challenges in our life, we too can be blinded from seeing Jesus who's right there with us. He's right there with her. Who her heart longs for is standing right there, and she can't see him because of her sorrow. It can happen to us as well. But don't be afraid. Jesus sees us. He's drawn to us in our need. Allow him to speak your name. Listen, be attentive. Stop talking long enough that he can speak, if only to say your name. That you would recognize that you are not alone, but he is there with you. This season of Easter is very important, my brothers and sisters. I think this season of Easter is more important than the season of Lent leading up to Easter. To enter into this grace, to enter into the graces and the truth and the reality of who he is and what has taken place, that it would become solidified in our hearts, that we would bring all of our brokenness, all of our sorrows, all of our expectations of this last year, bring it all, pour it out, give it to him, place it at his feet, and let him speak. Let him speak truth. And how hard of a shift it must have been for Mary to go from utter sorrow to seeing the one whom her heart desires alive. I mean, how fast can you throw the brakes on and put it in reverse and go the other direction? I'm sure she was even, as she was going to the brothers to tell them what had happened, I'm sure she was even doubting that it was real. So hard of a shift in her heart. Jesus is here with us. He knows everything that we are going through. Listen as he speaks your name. Amen.